The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It was so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So when the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see, he said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked him, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age, question him." So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and are you trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see,' so your sin remains." The Gospel of the Lord.
While last Sunday's scripture readings focused on the symbolism of water, and if we remember, it was the account of the woman at the well that encountered Jesus, today's offers a prophetic challenge drawn from the symbolism of light and darkness, or blindness and sight. In the first reading, Samuel is sent by God to Bethlehem to anoint the successor of King Saul. The prophet judges by physical appearances, but God looks differently. God looks into the heart of each of Jesse's sons, and he chooses David, the youngest. In the past, Paul's brothers and sisters in the Lord were like people sleeping in the night. They were surrounded by the darkness of sin and ignorance. But now is the time for them to wake up and live like children of the light. The light of Christ will produce in them every kind of goodness. In an opening conversation in the Gospel, the disciples asked Jesus about sin. This is prompted because of the blind man. Jesus directed attention at once to the night when no one can work and to himself as the light of the world. Sin. Whose sin? There were some thoughts at one time in the world that sin could be passed down from a parent to a child. That sort of got debunked after a while, but it had been there, and that's why the question asked, whose sin is it, the sin of the parents or the sin of the child, that he was born blind? Jesus' response is that neither. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. Jesus claimed that I am the light of the world, and it makes it possible for the blind man's eyes encased in darkness to see what was already in existence. But Jesus does much more. Like the Samaritan woman at the well in last Sunday's gospel, the blind man from birth also has a developing faith in Jesus. At first, he refers to Jesus as the man called Jesus. Then he comes to recognize him as a prophet. And finally, he is the Son of Man. Because Jesus made clay with spittle and dirt and smeared it in his eyes and instructed him to wash in the pool of Siloam, which he did. The act of smearing the blind man's eyes with clay recalls the moment in the book of Genesis when God forms the first human person out of the clay of the earth. In other words, Christ's healing of the blind man is a kind of recreation. Along the way of the gospel, we encountered the blind man's neighbors, some Pharisees, the Jews, and even the man's own parents. Each one of these has a different response to the situation from "it is the man blind from birth" to "no, it just kind of looks like him" to "the Jews did not even believe that he had been blind and regained his sight." Once again, as happens so frequently, we are challenged to read and to reread and meditate upon the scripture passages. During Lent, we fast and we pray and we give alms and we wait so that the Lord will purify our eyes and strengthen and change our values. Humbled into the spontaneity of David and the common sense of the man cured of his blindness, we now put everything together rightly in Jesus, who is the light of the world.